A lot of artworks are hard to categorize. Just the other day, I was giving a group a tour of our world-renowned Longmire Sculpture Park. I told them that Longmire had many works of art that were traditionally placed around the park, such as Ernest Trova's Falling Man and Mark de Souvarow's works. But Longmire is also very famous for its site-specific works of art. Beverly Pepper's Cromlech Glen and Earthwork and Mary Miss's Swimming Pool Complex were early major commissions. According to Dana Turkovich, Longmire's curator, Longmire was on the ground floor having commissions such as these. Site-specific work is not transportable like a typical painting or sculpture in a museum, but is created by an artist for a specific site and its surroundings. Site-specific works can include dance or music or artworks in other disciplines. M. Pirro, director of St. Lou Fringe, says, site-specific projects also challenge artists to think seriously about the in-the-now relevance of their work. When pieces are brought to life outside of a stage, gallery, or venue, they become that much more visceral and relevant to our times. Our own Sarah Frost, award-winning visual artist, recently created a site-specific work for Gallery 210 at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Shannon Fitzgerald, executive director of the Rochester Arts Center, describes the piece entitled Site. It is a monumental curved swath that bisects Gallery 210's space to create an architectural barrier. The jutting structure references the human body and invites the viewer to explore the enigmatic materiality and meaning of leftovers. This precise geometric cut is comprised of hundreds of bamboo poles joined by hand-tied white fabric lashings organized structurally to resemble the still commonly used bamboo scaffolding so prevalent throughout parts of Asia. CAM, the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, just closed an exhibition entitled Place is the Space, featuring seven artists known for their consistent production of site-specific work, as well as their ability to address what Brad Klopfel, founding principal of Allied Works Architecture, tried to express in his building at 3750 Washington Boulevard, which is now 10 years old. These artists addressed what Klopfel identifies as key aspects of the building: boundary, intersection, public accessibility, scale, surface, and transparency. There was one piece that caught my ears, a work entitled Audible Interruptions, an audible work in the hall and even the restrooms of the building by poet Jessica Barron and artist Kevin Harris. When I think of other internationally famous artists who have created site-specific works on a very grand scale, I think of Christo and his wrap buildings and islands, Robert Smithson and his spiral jetty near Roselle Point in the Great Salt Lake, and Olafur Eliasson's waterfalls, which he created in New York City, all come to mind. These works, of course, have been documented on film. Site-specific works have certainly knocked art off the pedestal and can challenge our perception of the definition of art. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.